You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Hello and welcome to Dwayne's World. Great to have your company wherever you're listening around the planet. It is midday madness time. You call, you get on, and the number is 1-300-736-736. Midday madness, your calls for the next couple of hours, and plenty to come on the Barclay Smokehouse lunch menu as well. Ask for grandmother ham at your local deli, including Carlton's Matt Kennedy, who's going to join us. Your thoughts on last night? I've got a heap of my thoughts. Keep them coming on the text machine as well, 0433 98 11 16. But it's Talkback Radio. I'd rather have a chat to you. So jump on the open line right now and we'll get you on. 1-300-736-736. Or you can drop down live here at the Crown Audio Hub. You can kick off the season at Crown. Game on. Get the good times going at Crown. Visit the pub, the sports bar, the jackpot bar, the Tank Social, which is on the bank of the Yarra, and celebrate the wins. We've had a few come down in the last week. We're here again next week at the Crown Audio Hub. We've had a few come down this morning as well. Sorry, what's your name again?
Tina.
Tina. How did I not remember that?
Yeah.
I know. I've just been talking to you for 10 minutes.
That's okay.
How are you, Tina?
I'm good.
You came during grand final as well?
Yes, we did.
Are you a regular stayer at Crown, eh?
Yeah, we are.
You like the...
You're
a metropole or you're a promenade or...
Towers.
Of course. Crown Towers. How dare I say you'd stay at Metropole. So you're going tonight?
Yes, we are. We're okay. Really excited about seeing Collingwood unfurl their flag and can't wait for a great game.
So why have you dropped down to say hello to me again? You did it during the grand final last year.
Yeah, well, I listen to you and I love it. I love SEN.
Well, you don't call though, do you? Why don't you call?
I don't call, I write. I'm good at writing.
You send a few texts.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Well, every text I get with Tina on it now, I know it's you.
I'm going to send you heaps.
And you got a friend here with you as well?
Yeah, Lisa.
Okay, and Lisa's from Echuca?
Yeah, Moama.
Moama, okay, and you've taken the drive down?
Yeah.
And you're waiting for your husbands to hurry up,
are they? Yeah, we are.
Where are they? Are they shopping, are they?
Yeah, no, they're driving down.
Will they be listening now? Do you think?
I hope so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I want to give them a shout out on the drive down from...
Hi, John and Neil. It's Tina and I'm on SEN fulfilling my dream.
Good on you, Tina. Enjoy your stay at Crown and enjoy the footy tonight and make sure you come back again.
Thanks, Dwayne.
During Grand Final week. It's nice to have you on. Give us a call sometime. Don't just text in. We're live at the Crown Audio Hub. Kick off the season at Crown. Game on. Your calls. 1-300-736-736 on that open line brought to us by Werribee Kia, the EV9. You can test drive it today at Werribee Kia. Drop down and see David, Janan, Aid, Jim and the whole team. We'll start with Steve in Bayswater North. Wants to talk about the Dogs, of all things, before Joe hits up on Charlie Kernow and Daniel talks about Harry Mackay. Welcome to you, Steve.
Thanks, Wayne, for taking my call. I love the show.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering your opinion on Aaron Norton going to centre-half-back.
Well, yeah, I've had a few people in my ear about this for a while. But Kingy's been leading the charge, Steve, for putting Aaron Norton back. I think it depends on Sam Darcy and how Sam Darcy ends up becoming as a forward. I think if Sam Darcy ends up being the forward that Luke Beveridge wants, I think Norton goes back. But I'm not sure Norton wants to go back, does he?
Probably not.
Yeah. Where would you play him?
I'd play him centre-half back, yeah.
Yeah. It just depends. It just depends on Sam Darcy. But I think Sam Darcy's going to be a gun. And I think that's when the shift might come. It also depends on whether you keep Jamara Steve, are you going to keep Jamara? What's he worth a year? Is he worth $1 million a year for eight?
Oh, he probably is worth $1 million, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, he probably is. Look, Steve, it's a hard one. But Jamara, as we heard in SEM Breakfast earlier today, Mitch Cleary, there's not a lot of good gun key forwards out there on the market right now. So that's why they're worth a lot more. It's supply and demand. The demand's high and there's not a big supply. So thanks for your call, Steve. Nice way to kick us off talking about the Dogs. Massive game between the Dogs and Melbourne this weekend. There's a few massive games we'll get to a little bit later on. Joe on the road. Welcome to you, Joe.
Hello, Dwayne. Thanks for taking my call.
Fire away. You got a thought on the Charlie Curnow decision?
Yeah, I was at the game last night and I called it at the time talking with me friends there that I thought the decision was wrong. I mean, it appeared that it was like the soccer's equivalent of VAR. I mean, the umpire, I didn't think that they can review an umpire's decision other than when it comes to scoring. I thought that when the umpire came in, he should have said, I'm not going to the video, I'm calling dropping the ball. That's what it should have been.
I'm with you 100%. If the umpire thinks it's holding the ball, just pay holding the ball. You can't say, I think it's holding the ball, but let's go to the review and see if he kicked it. It's the first time ever that's been done, Joe. I don't think you can do that. I mean, it sounds like a great idea. You've got the technology, why not use it? But how far do you go with now using the technology? Does the umpire now say, well, if you dive for a mark and then the ball all of a sudden touches the ground, can the umpire then go to the technology and say, well, I might as well go to the technology and see if that was a mark now? Or when there is a chip in the ball, when there is chip in the ball technology, are the umpires then going to be able to use chip in the ball technology to decide whether the ball travelled 15 metres or not? Or whether it was touch play on or not? So, yeah, I don't think once you start using technology because it's there, how far do you go in using it? And I think the line has always been drawn. If an umpire makes a decision holding the ball, that's it. You don't go to the review to check it.
Well, the umpires have had the technology all along. It's been up on the screen. How many times did the player on the mark say, have a look, touch the ground or whatever it was? But last night was the last 7 minutes where there was Carlton didn't score. And they held Richmond out. At that point there, Richmond could have kicked the goal and won the game. If a Charlie Curnow decision had been just gone through the points, it's a point, didn't touch it, it's rushed through, that would have meant that the game was iced, if you like. Worst case is it could have been a draw. So the ramifications of a decision like that could have been, serious enough. Something should have happened. Well, it shouldn't have happened at all. He should have just called it.
Just call it. I'm agreeing with you, Joe. We've got a full board about a number of things. I want to get to everyone, but you're right, Joe. I'm with you on this. If the umpire thinks it's holding the ball in his mind, pay it. Don't then go to the review to check if your decision is right. Because, again, as I mentioned with Sammy Edmund, if it happened in the middle of the ground, the umpire would simply have to make a call. And if his call's holding the ball, that's it. And as I mentioned with Sammy Edmund, how bad would it have been this morning for the AFL if the ump in his mind said, I'm calling holding the ball, and then we'll go to the review, see if he kicked it or not. And then the review shows that he did kick it and a goal was paid despite his decision being holding the ball. Now, his holding the ball decision would have been wrong, but it's still up to the umpire to make that call. And how far are we going to go now that we've got technology to use? The umpire has gone over the line, I think, into a realm that I'm not sure we wanted to go. Grant in Safety Beach, what can you, Grant?
Hey, Dwayne, how you doing, mate?
Good.
Listen, I hear what you're saying, but the umpire, it wasn't a decision to be reviewed. The decision, he was reviewing whether it was a goal or not. Because if
he was reviewing whether Curnow kicked it or not, whether it was a kick ball or not.
He was reviewing whether Curnow kicked it.
Yeah, after. After.
Kicked it. It was a goal.
Yeah, so but it was holding.
He's not reviewing his decision.
He is. He's checking his decision. He is reviewing his decision. His decision was holding the ball.
I disagree, Dwayne. He was seeing whether it was a goal.
Yeah.
Because if he
was. Just to check his decision.
But he... I still think he was checking whether it was a goal or not.
Yeah, he was. He was checking to see if Charlie kicked it, to find out whether he was right, whether he's holding the ball decision or not. Benny in St Kilda, welcome to you, Benny.
Dwayne, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, that's good, mate. Just want to see if you've reassessed your outtake on the Blues and think we can win the flag. I think we're running at about 50% at the moment, and a lot of improvement there.
No, I think my take on last night was, it was only one game last night, but I think it proved a lot of theories right on Carlton, on Richmond, and on the state of the game. That's exactly what we or most thought of Carlton. They're good. They're a premiership contender. They have the stars and the style to win the close ones. They've won six now under a goal in a row. Carlton is in great shape now with two wins from two and now a bye to settle down and start again. The Blues are the best key forward combo in the comp when they're kicking like this and playing like this. They've won the last three Colemans between them, Curnow and Mackay. I think we already knew Carlton was a contender, but it's our suspicion confirmed, at least for all of us, isn't it?
Yeah. No, good on you, mate. Appreciate
no, I agree with it. I agree with all that. Thanks for your call, by the way. And on the other side of that, I think we also knew and had it confirmed, Richmond's just slightly off the pace of the big gun contenders. They're 0-2 this year. They'll be close but no cigar in a heap of games this year, Richmond, because their top five is probably as good as any team in the comp. But depth is an issue, and you lose good players, and it hurts more. I mean, Carlton were without Walsh and Wettering last night. Let's remember that, even though in-game last night, Richmond lost some players. But when you look at their top five, Richmond, they're arguably as good a top five as any team in the comp. Dusty, Shea, Lynch, Rioli, and Bolter was also awesome last night as well. So their top five is arguably as good as any team in the comp, but is their top 22 as good? That's the issue for Richmond. And I think they're going to struggle. They'll struggle to make the eight this year, and it's going to be something that I think Richmond fans will be okay with because they've got three premierships in the bank. I mean, you've had a great decade, Richmond fans. If you miss the eight, again, no big deal. I mean, enjoy the poster on the wall. What a joyous time it's been to be a human being barracking for Richmond for the past decade. A couple of years missing the eight to regroup, get it back together, no big deal. You've still got some great players to watch, and you're still going to get some fun out of going to the footy this year. I mean, you might as well go and enjoy this. You might as well go and enjoy Dusty while you can. What a superstar he is. You might as well go and enjoy the rise of Shea and Dan Rioli and Lynch while he's still around. Dale in Point Cook, you got a thought on the Curnow decision. What can you do, Dale?
Yeah, hey, Dwayne. Great show. So I was just thinking, like, you're 100% right. It was on the central umpire to make the call, because if we start looking at reviews, when do they start saying, oh, no, it's not a goal, that was a push in the back before anything happened, or Dane Ramsey's up the post. How do you not review that? Like, you get to a big grey area if you start picking things that happen before the actual goal line.
Exactly. I was going to play push in the back, but let's just check if it hit his toe first. The umpires have always had that decision to make, but now that we've got review, yeah, we can use it like we did last night and get the decision right, but we've never gone to the review for this before. It's been a line that always been a barrier between using the review, using technology, and the umpires having to make an on-field call. And now we've gone beyond that barrier for the first time. It's like, you know, we've sent a rocket into space now. How far do we want to go into the using technology stratosphere now? Because we're going to have new things come in. We know the AFL is investigating chip-in-the-ball technology. And chip-in-the-ball technology, by the way, if we had it last night, there's a little chance that it would have proven that Curnow kicked that ball. I mean, if you look at the video hard, there's kind of enough there for you to think that it might have kicked it and slightly changed the trajectory of the ball, if you really believe. And last night, I almost think that he kicked it by looking at the trajectory of the ball. But regardless, if we had chip-in-the-ball technology last night, we would have known. So come on, AFL, pay the money or get better cameras. One of the two. We could have paid the money and had chip-in-the-ball technology and not even be talking about it today, because we would know definitively whether Curnow kicked it or he didn't, and we don't know definitively. Jesse in Glen Iris, welcome to you, Jesse.
G'day, Dwayne. Love you normally, mate, but I think you're barking up the wrong tree. So ultimately, you want the wrong decision to be made, ultimately.
No, ultimately, I want to know how far the AFL is allowing the umpires to go when it comes to technology to check their decisions, because this is beyond the line that's been drawn previously. And I know what we're going to get here by not going to the technology is maybe an incorrect decision. And in theory, Jesse, I'm with you when it comes to, okay, what our preference is to have as close to 100% correct decisions as possible. That's fine. But if we're going to use it for this, then we might have to rewind the tape to find out if the guy who kicked the ball was actually out of bounds or not when he kicked it. Okay, let's go to the review on that. Did he kick it out of bounds or not? We've had that one before, Jesse. They've never gone to the review on that one. Why not? Why can't the boundary umpire say, look, I was thinking of calling that out of bounds before he kicked that goal, but actually, can we go to the review now and check it?
But I think you're barking up the wrong tree, because we made the right decision. Yes, it wasn't part of the process, but the umpire used common sense, and we always ask the umpire to use common sense. If he didn't kick it, well, it has to be holding ball. The umpiring was shocking last night. So I think we should be talking about that, not about a right decision that was made through a system that, yeah, isn't perfect, but maybe we should be saying, yeah, all right, if we see obvious ones in the goal square, which are going to ultimately affect the score, then we can make a decision upon that.
Fair enough, Jesse. I'm happy to have your argument. It's an interesting one to have. Daniel, Tony, we'll get to you next. 1-300-736-736. Dwayne's World for On Deck Business Loans. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. We do need to take a break, so keep your calls coming. 1-300-736-736. Adam Uze is going to be a special guest with Andy and Gazy here at the Crown Audio Hub from 4 o'clock this afternoon. So if you want to drop down and see the Richmond coach live here, he will be down here, which is great. We're at the Crown Audio Hub. Get the good times going at Crown. Visit the pub, the sports bar, the jackpot bar, or the Batank Social, and celebrate the wins, as I mentioned earlier on the Barclay Smokehouse lunch menu. Ask for grandmother ham at your local deli. Carlton's Matt Kennedy to join us as well today. You're with Dwayne's World.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Always great to have your company for Dwayne's World for On Deck Business Loans. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. Midday madness for Work Locker, Karen Downs and Packing and Workwear for wherever you work. Let's go straight back to your calls. And I think Daniel and Elwood's been holding for the longest. Welcome to you, Daniel.
Dwayne, happy new year, mate. It's been
and
a while,
you.
So I hope you've been keeping well.
Absolutely.
Hey, Dwayne, I had a little bit of a look at your top 50 footy players from January, and, mate, we're all very happy Carlton supporters at the moment, so I'm going to give you a little chance, because we're in this very strange period of, you know, team having played two games when 10 haven't played.
Yeah.
But is Harry Mackay going to get into your top 50 players, mate, or is that going to be, mate, one of your worst calls before the start of season 2024?
Well, so who are you kicking out? Are you kicking out Josh Dacos, if you kick a few out, if you're putting him in, Daniel, but based on last year, he wasn't in my top 50, no. But I'm happy for you, by the end of this year, for him to be in, if you like. I didn't realise he was going to start the season like this. I'm going to get a few of them wrong, but at least if you've got my top 50 handy, just give me a couple that you're kicking out to put him in.
Yeah, I know, and I don't mean
Josh Dacos was 50. Josh Dacos was 50 and he was all Australian.
Yeah, I reckon one that hasn't made the AA squad, correct me if I'm wrong, is Mitch Owens. I probably would have a Coleman medalist who's, done what Harry's done in over him as a start point.
Fair enough. That's all good. Daniel, did I have Mitch Owens in, did I?
Yeah, you had him at 46. I've just pulled it up now, mate. I mean, Will Day, look, there's a lot of talent.
Will Day.
I think, you know, there's been a lot of, obviously, persecution of Harry with his kicking and all that. He's had a full pre-season at it.
Yeah.
He's a Coleman medalist. A lot of people forget that one.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to have a big year. So I think it'd be wise to revisit and drop him.
Yeah, just on it, though, Daniel. I'm happy for you to give me a whack, smack me about the head on it. But who had a better season last year, Mitch Owens, Josh Dacos, or Harry Mackay?
Well, I think the list that you did was best by the end of 2024.
It was. Yeah, exactly. It was. And I think by the end of 2024, Unfortunately, I didn't know that Day was going to be injured, so he's injured at the moment. So I'm probably going to be wrong on that, but I think he's going to be a gun. I think he's going to be one of the Hawthorn superstars of the next 10 years. And I think Josh Dacos is pretty good too. And I think Mitch Owens, I think, will hold up pretty well for me at 46 by the end of the year. But that's okay. Daniel, I'm happy. I'm going to get a few wrong. That's all good. Hold the line. We've got something for you. You've got 18 holes of golf for you with a mate down at Club Mandalay. Get 18 holes of golf for two with drinks and a cart midweek for just $99. Visit clubmandalay.com.au. Don't have to agree with me to get a prize. You can smack me about the ear sometimes and still get one. John in Mill Park. Welcome to you, John. Are you there, John?
Taking my call, mate, and I hope you're well. Noah Bolter's game last night, I thought he was just sensational. And he's, you know, for those critics that say that he can't play forward, he showed last night that God Almighty, when he's on, I think he's almost unstoppable, to be honest, because he's big, he's powerful, he's quick. And then when he went down the other end and he started outmarking Charlie Curnow, it just showed his ability to be a swing man whenever they want him to be. I thought he was just outstanding.
So, John, well, impromptu, let's open the lines. 1-300-736-736. Give me a 3-2-1 for last night's game. Who was best on ground? Was it Patrick Cripps? Does Noah Bolter have to be in there as a 2 or the 1? I mean, most umpires would give the 3 vote to a player from the winning team. 1-300-736-736. John, you've opened a nice can of worms for me because this has been in my mind since last night as well. If I had to do the 3-2-1, if I was the umpire, who would be your 3-2-1? So give me yours quickly, John, before we take a few other calls.
I'd go Bolter 3, Cripps 2, and I would go right at the very end. I'd probably say Nankervis 1 because I thought for 3.5 quarters he just dominated the ruck.
Yeah, which is interesting because you've gone a Richmond player with the 3 and a Richmond player with the 1, even though Carlton won. But that can happen sometimes. Give me a 3-2-1. One here, Will Day was best and fairest. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be a superstar, Will Day, but I might be wrong on Will Day because he's going to miss the first third of the season with injury. Another one here on the text, by the way. Keep your text coming through, 0433 98 11 16. Love your text on the Temper text machine.